Welcome back to the OU's Avos Rabbi Nassan. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be continuing our discussion of Adam Rishon, and we'll be concluding the first chapter in Avos Rabbi Nassan. We will not be concluding the analogous text to the first mission in Avos, because that will actually continue into the second chapter, but we're going to finish our topic at hand, which is these stories of Adam and Chava. So let's get right to it. We had previously been discussing the incident in which the Nachash, the serpent, tricked Adam and Chava into eating from the Pri Eitz Hadas, the fruit of the Tree of Knowledge. And the incidents related to Adam and Chava, because we had discussed the principle of making a fence around one's words, which Adam did when he told Chava not even to touch the tree. But because he didn't distinguish between God's command and his addendum, the Nachash was able to take advantage of that discrepancy. So we're continuing now. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Emshel l'chol mashal. Let me give you an analogy for the situation with Adam and Chava and the Nachash. L'mah ha-davar dome, what is the matter comparable to? L'adam echad, shenasa es hagioris. It's like a person who marries a convert. So now why is it necessary for a convert in this story? So we'll take a quick look in the Binyan Yehoshua. Nasa mashal b'gioris, kama hagioris shelo yada lehisnaheg b'shum das Yisraelis. So the reason it's using a gioris, a convert, in this analogy is because just like a convert is someone who wasn't raised Jewish and doesn't necessarily know the Jewish way of doing things, similarly Chava wasn't there when Adam was given the instructions, so he gave her the instructions. So let's get back to our mashal. So this man married a convert. Haya Yoshev Mifkada Amalar Biti Al Tichli Pas B'Sha She'Yedech Tumos Ve'Al Tichli Peres She'Einan Me'Usarin Ve'Al Tichli Shabbosos Ve'Al Tifritzi B'Nedarim Ve'Al Telchi Im Ish Acher. So he gave her a list of instructions, and he told her that she shouldn't eat bread when her hands aren't purified, you know, without washing the Tilas Yadayim, that she shouldn't eat fruits that hasn't had Maaser taken from it, that she should not violate the Shabbos, that she shouldn't be fast and loose when it comes to making vows, and that she shouldn't run around with other men. Ha'im avart al-achas mehen hari at mesa. And he said, if you violate any of these, you're going to die. Ba'achal pas b'paneha, and he ate bread in her presence. Now let's see who he is, because from this context, it would appear to mean the man who gave her the instructions. But if you look in the Binyan Yehoshua, he clarifies. It says, Rotza lomar ha'ish ba'alma. It means a person in general. Falav dafka ha'ish ha'metsuva ela'ish acher. It wasn't the person who commanded her who did these things. It was a third party. Okay, so va'achal pas b'faneha b'shashe yadav t'mos, that another man she saw ate bread without washing his hands first. Va'achal peres she'enam usarin, he ate fruit that wasn't misered. V'chal shabbosos, and he violated Shabbos. U'paris b'nedarim, and he was casual when it came to taking oaths. V'hotzila, and he offered her the food that wasn't fit to eat. Ma'amra gioris hahi, so what did that convert think b'liba in her heart? Kol ha-dvarim she-pagadi bali mitchila shekerheim. Everything that my husband told me initially is just not true. Miyad amda va'avra al-kulam. So when she saw other people were able to do these things with impunity, she got up and violated them herself. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Emshel l'chol mashal. I will also give you an analogy. Lema Adam harishon dome. What is Adam comparable to? Like a person who had a wife, ma asa oso ha'ish, and what did that person do? Halach v'heviyas ha'chavis, v'hniach bo te'edim b'minyan, v'agozim b'minyam, v'tzad es ha'akrav, v'nasna api ha'chavis, v'akifa b'tzmid psil, v'hniachu b'keren zavis. So this person who had this wife, he had a barrel, and he filled it with fruits, and he filled it with nuts, and he caught a scorpion, and he put the scorpion inside the barrel. And then he sealed the barrel, and he put it in the corner of his house. Amarla, and he said to his wife, Biti, kol sheyeshli b'bayis hazeh musar b'yedech, chutz mechaviz zu, shlo tigi b'kolikar. And he told his wife, you have control over everything in the house except for this barrel. Don't touch it at all. This mashal is remarkably like the grim fairy tale of Bluebeard, so much so that it makes me wonder if they were familiar with this story that predates them by many centuries. So, Masasaha Isha Hahi, what did that woman do? Kivan Shayatsa Baala Lashuk, when her husband went out, Amda Upasch Esachavis, she got up and she opened the casket. Voshita Yada Lasocho, Baktasa Akrav, Halchala Venafla Alhamita. When she stuck her hand in, she was stung by the scorpion, and she got sick from this, and she lay down on her bed. Kivan Shabba Baala Min Hashuk, when her husband came back from the marketplace, Amar La Mazeh, he said, what's going on? Amar Lo, Yadi Hishtati Al Hachavis, Bakastani Akrav Vahareni Mesa. She said, I put my hand in the barrel and I was stung by a scorpion and I'm going to die. I think from subsequent lines in this story, she's not going to die, but that's what she said. Amar La, he said to her, Lo kach amartilach mitchila kol ma sheyesh li b'bayezeh maser b'yadech chutz mechavizu shelo tigi b'kaliker. Didn't I tell you at the outset that you have the run of everything in the house except for this barrel, which you might not touch at all? Miyad kasaleha v'hotzia. And he got angry with her and he drove her out. And this is what makes me think that she wasn't dying, aside from the fact that that would be horribly cruel, it would also be an exercise in futility. Regardless, it's just a story. So, kach Adam HaRishon. So, this is also the case with Adam HaRishon. B'shah she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol etz hagan echol te'achel. God told him at the outset, you can eat from any tree in the garden. U'me'etz hadas tov v'ra lo te'achel mimenu, ki b'yom achalcha mimenu mos tamus. So, he said to him, you can eat from any tree except for the pre-etz hadas, and if you eat from that, you're going to die. Kivash achal mimenu nitrad. And when he ate from it, God had to drive him out. L'kayim ha'shenemar, v'adam b'yikar ba'yolin, nimshal k'behemos nidamu. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says that man doesn't last overnight in his glory, rather he's like the animals that fade away. So this is the case with Adam that we see from this incident, that when he violated God's commands, he was driven out. He did not even get to stay overnight in his glory. Getting back to our previous discussion about the creation of Adam, Bo b'yom nivra, on that day he was created, Bo b'yom notzra tzuraso, and his shape was formed, Bo b'yom naseh golem, and his body was made, Bo b'yom miskashu evarav, v'nitpachtu nekavav, and on that day his limbs were firmed up, and his orifices were opened, Bo b'yom nitna neshama bo, that day his soul was placed into him, Bo b'yom amad araglav, that day he got up, Bo b'yom nizdav galo chava, and that day he was given chava for a mate, Bo b'yom karashmos, that day he named all the animals, Bo b'yom hichniso legan Eden, on that day he was brought into the Garden of Eden, Bo b'yom tzivahu, on that day he was commanded not to eat from the tree of knowledge, Bo b'yom sarach, on that day he violated this commandment, Bo b'yom nitrad, on that day he was driven out, L'kayim ma'ashir ne'mar, v'adam b'ikar ba'yalin, and again it refers to that pasuk, that man will not reside overnight in his glory. A further Bo b'yom, Bo b'yom ala lamita shnayim v'yerdu arba. That day, two people got into bed and four people got out of bed, meaning that there were not 9 months of pregnancy. When Adam and Chava had relations, Cain and Hevel were born immediately. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, Bo b'yom ala lamita shnayim v'yerdu vav. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that it wasn't four people who got out of bed, it was six people, because Cain and Hevel were each born with a twin sister. But if you look at the Nusach HaGra, he changes the Vav, which is six, to Shiva, which is seven, because Hevel, you know, was born with two twin sisters. So if everyone was born instantly, then on that day, Cain and Hevel and their three sisters all would have been born. Bo b'yom nigzara Adam gimel gzeros. On that day, three things were decreed upon Adam. Shenemar. And the Torah tells us, Ul Adam Amar, God said to Adam, Ki shemata lekol ishtecha, since you listened to the voice of your wife instead of listening to me, God, Arura ha'adama bavarecha, Bitzavon ta'achena v'kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lecha, V'achal es esef hasadeh. So the ground was cursed because of Adam's sin, that he would have to exercise a lot of effort in order to get his food, and the ground would bring forth weeds and thorns, and he would end up eating the grass of the fields. When Adam heard God say that he was going to have to eat the grass of the fields, so when Adam heard this this decree, he trembled, his limbs shook, and he said, "Master of the universe, I and my animals are going to have to eat from the same trough." Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So God responded to him, "Hovin is dazdu avarecha, since your limbs trembled at the thought of this, b'zeas hapecha tacho lechem, then therefore by the sweat of your brow you can eat bread." So he was given a step above animals when it came to what his food would be. Ukashem she nigzar al Adam harishon gimel gzeros, kach nigzar al Chava gimel gzeros. Just like Adam had three decrees made on him, Chava also had three decrees made on her. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, El Haisha Omer, God said to the woman, "Harbe arbe itzvonech v'charonech be'etzev tildibanim," that I will increase your pain and your suffering, and you will give birth in great pain. Bizman she'aisha roa dam nidasa betchila v'sasa kashala. So the first of these, the harbe arbe, I will greatly increase. So the first is that when a woman first sees blood at the beginning of her period, then that will be painful for her. The second is, Bizman she'aisha nivalas betchilas bilasa kashala. The second is when a woman becomes sexually active, initially intercourse is painful for her. It's vonech, and your travail, your suffering. Bizman she'aisha misaberes panehem mecha'aros umorikos kol gimel chadashim harishonim. When a woman becomes pregnant, her features are all washed out for the first trimester. Kevan shabal eserev, when the first nightfall came. Ra adam harishon es ha'olam kalpe marav shemach shichuba. Adam saw that the world in the west was getting increasingly darker. Amar oily, he said, "Woe is me, ki b'shvil shesorachti, because I sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu machshich alai es ha'olam." Then God is causing the world to go dark. "V'hu enu yodea shekein derech ha'olam," and he didn't know that this is just the natural order of things. Shachris, the next morning, kivan shira ha'olam shemeru u'bal mizrach, since he saw it getting continually lighter in the east, samach smich gadola, he rejoiced greatly. Amod ubana mizbachos, he got up and he built altars. Behavi shor shekarnav kodmos leparsosav, and he offered an ox whose horns preceded its hooves. So now, what does it mean that its horns preceded its hooves? Let's look in the Binyan Yehoshua. The Amar Mar b'Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph b'Chulin Daf Samech Amud Aleph. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and in Chulin, Kol Ma'ase Bereishis b'Mekomasan Nivru, that everything that was created in its final state. Shor im karnav, megudolim. And the ox had its horns already fully grown. V'kivan sheyatsa rosho tchila, and since its head came up first, nimtsu karnosav, kodmos leparsosav. We find that its horns preceded its hooves in existence. This is also why those who believe in the creation story are not bothered by things like carbon dating, since everything was created in its final state, then just like Adam was created 30 years old and the tree of knowledge was created as a full-grown tree. If you cut it open, it would have had, you know, hundreds of rings and not been a sapling. Similarly, rocks were created pre-aged millions of years. So, again, that's just a reconciliation. Anyway, getting back to our story. V'halu Ola, and Adam offered a burnt sacrifice to God, Shinemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim suggests, "Vatetiv l'Hashem mishor par mikaren mafris," that it's better to God, it's more pleasing to God than an ox or a cow that has horns and hoofs. So that being a reference to this shor shekarnav kodmos leparsosav, to this ox whose horns preceded its hoofs. Shor shehala adam harishon, the ox that was offered by Adam, upar shahala Noach, and the bull that was offered by Noach, va'ayel shahala Avram Avinu tachas b'no agabehem esbeach, and the ram that was offered by Avraham in lieu of Isaac on the altar, kulam karnos sehen kodmos leparso sehen. All of them had horns that preceded their hooves, meaning that they were from this original batch of creation. So how do we know this regarding Avraham? Shenemar, Vayisa Avraham es Einav, Vayar Vihine Ail Achar Nechaz. That Avram looked up and he saw an aisle afterwards stuck in the thicket. Now, how are we supposed to derive from this that it was one of those original creation animals? Take a quick look in the Binyan Yehoshua. L'chora tevas achar miyusar. The word achar, afterwards, is redundant. It's superfluous. It doesn't add anything to our verse. El-Lahoros Shahaya Mishuna Bibriya Mishar Elim. So it indicates that this ram was somehow different in its creation than other rams. So, Be'oso Sha'a, at that time, at what time? Again, Binyan Yeshua. Shehikriv Adam Arishon Karban Lashem. When Adam offered his sacrifice to God, when he rejoiced that daylight had come. Neseru Rachmim Olav. And God's mercy was moved towards him just like it was towards Noach when he offered a sacrifice after the flood. So we're done with Avraham. We're going back to Adam Arishon. So back to our story that on that day it got dark and he was worried, and then it got light and he rejoiced and he offered sacrifices. So Ba'oso Shah, at that time, Yardu Shlosh Kitos Shal Malachei Hasharis, three bands of angels descended, ubidehem, kinoros, unavelim, ukol kli shir, and they had harps and tambourines and every kind of instrument. Hayu omrim shira imo, and they sang songs of praise with Adam. Shenamar, and it quotes a pasuk, mizmashir liyom hashabbos, it's a song of praise for the Sabbath day. Tov lahodos lashem, it's good to praise God, etc. Lahagid baboker chastecha, to tell God's mercy in the morning, v'amunascha balelos, and his reliability at night. V'lahagid baboker chasdecha, zeh ha'olam haba, and the reference to praising God in the morning for his mercy, that's a reference to the world to come. Shenimshal kebakarim, because the world to come is compared to morning, shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk to support this idea. Chadashim lebakarim, rava umunasecha. They are new every morning. Great is the ability to rely upon God. Umunascha balelos, and God's reliability is what we praise at night. Zeha olam hazeh, that refers to the current world. Shenimshal kalelos, which is compared to night. Shenemar, and again it quotes a pasuk. This one is not from Tehillim. Actually, the last one wasn't either. The last one was from Eicha. This one's from Yeshaya. Masa duma, the burden of duma. Olai kore mesir, they call out to me from Seir. Shomer mahalaila, shomer mahalaila. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? So the world to come is compared to the morning, and this world is compared to the night, and these are both referenced in that song of praise that the angel sang with Adam. But also Shah, at that time, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to himself, Im eno don es hanachash, if I don't judge the serpent, Nimtsasi machrivis koha olam kulo, then he's going to be able to destroy the entire world. Va'amar, and he said, Ze shehim lachti va'asisi melech al koha olam kulo. This man, who I created and made master of the world, Hech nishtavash va'achal peres ha'ilan, how did he come to violate the commandment that I gave him and eat from this tree? Miyad nifne elav v'kalo. So he turned to the serpent who was the instigator and he cursed him, shenemar, as it says, v'yomer Hashem Elokim el hanachash, etc. So it says, and God spoke to the serpent. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, il mole nichtav klaloso besofan. If God had put off cursing the serpent, giving him his punishment, kfar hechriv es kol ha'olam, then he would have in the interim been successful in destroying the world. So the serpent needed to be put down before he could wreak any more havoc. Kishibaro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam HaRishon, tsaroso panim v'achur. When God created man, when he created Adam, he formed him front and back, meaning that he had faces going in both directions. And then he was later split into two beings. Shenamar, as it says, Achur v'kedem tsarsani v'teshtolai kapecha, that you formed me frontwards and backwards, and you placed your hand on me. Continuing with that, you placed your hand on me, v'yerdu malachi hasharis l'shroso, that bands of angels came down in order to serve Adam. Let's take a quick look in the Binyan Yeshua. Lisharso, Kid Isola El, to serve him in the terms of what we said previously. Last time we said that they were roasting meat for him and cooling off wine for him, fanning him. Vahamafarish Kasav Lisharso, Malashan Shira. And there's another explanation that it refers to singing songs of praise to him. Rotsa Lomar, that is to say, Shebikshu Lomar Lafanov Kadosh. They wanted to sing holy, holy, holy to him. Shehayu Svurim Shehu Nitzchei Chayvikayam, because they thought that he was an aspect of God. Kedeisa B'Midrash, as is explained to us in the Midrash. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how did Hashem deal with this? Laharos Lahem Ki Adam Hu V'Sofo Lamus, to show them that Adam is a mortal being who is destined to die. Natlu HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nitnu Tachas Kanfav, that God took him and placed him metaphorically under his wings. So let's get back into our text here. V'yeridu Malachei Hasharis L'Shroso, so the angels came down to serve or to sing songs of praise to Adam. V'natlu HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nasnu Tachas Kanfav, and God took and put him under his wings, as we said. Shenamar V'teshta L'Kapecha, as it says, you placed your hand on me. So there is an opinion that this verse refers to that incident. Davar Acher, another explanation. Vateshta L'Kapecha, you placed your hand on me. Mikan L'Adam U'L'Mikdash, Kishenivru B'Shtei Yadav Nivru. We see from here that Adam and the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, that when they were each created using both hands of God, again, as it were. Minayin L'Adam Shenivru B'Shtei Yadav. How do we know that Adam was created with both hands? Shenemar, Yadecha Asuni V'Yichananuni. It says in Tehillim that God's hands made and fashioned him. Minayin L'Mikdash Shenivru B'Shtei Yadav. And how do we know that the temple was made with both hands of God? Shenemar, Mikdash Hashem Kananu Yadecha. It refers to the temple of Hashem that his hands formed. That is the end of the first chapter. And join us next time. We will continue in the second chapter, still talking about the fence that one must put around the Torah.